As I've mentioned here at some point, my contract with Air America Radio is running out, and I'll likely head to Los Angeles soon. It's a sad story, but we thought we could spice it up, maybe tweak it a little on today's morning's edition, Slander Minute. Here now, our Slander correspondent, Ted Fields. Ted, what can you add to this story?
Well, Mark, I've spoken with reliable sources, and I've learned that Mark Maron is leaving Morning Sedition because he's fallen off the wagon again.
Wait, whoa.
Apparently,
what?
He snorted crushed diet pills the whole time he interviewed Chris Elliott.
What?
Mark Maron has isolated himself so much, only three people talk to him on a daily basis now. His wife, Mishnah, usually calls to say he's failed her. Mark Riley talks to him, of course, but only on the air. And featured player Jim Merle calls once a day to ask if he has any job leads.
Ted, those are lies.
I don't think so.
They're lies.
I don't think so. I'm reading it right here, see? I've written it in pen, so it's true.
But wait, I'm Mark Maron, and I'm the subject of the story, so I know.
Who am I going to believe, Mark? You or my sources?
Me, Ted.
Wrong. And if you're wrong about that, how can I believe you on anything else?
What?
My sources also say Maron doesn't have to leave the show. They said management begged him to stay.
Oh, wait a minute.
But he demanded luxuries like a... Well, what does it say here? He demanded luxuries like a phone.
Now, come on. I did not demand my own phone from Air America. I mean, I'm not crazy.
I'm just saying what my sources said.
Oh, come on.
My sources also say Mark Maron is off work today because he's in jail.
Ted, I'm sitting right here in front of you.
Well, we'll have to agree to disagree on that.
This has been the Morning Sedition Slander Minute.
Apparently, Mark Maron chained a baby to a toilet.
With Slander correspondent Ted Fields. Thank you, Ted. I really appreciate that.
You know, before we started the bit, Jim Merle asked me if it was okay if he sat in and made fart sounds through Barry's entire bit.
What's that?
Jim Merle wanted to sit in here and make fart sounds during your bit.
I said, is that going to be okay with Barry? He said, well, we go back to high school together, so.
Yeah, he could have done that.
That's what
I've known him long enough that I sort of unconsciously work everything I write around
this.
Assuming Jim is somewhere nearby making fart
noises. You hear fart sounds in your writing while you're writing it.
Somewhere nearby to create an obstacle. For you, huh,
yeah,
Barry?
Something like that. Just,
hey,
just...
Hey, Barry.
All right, let's start the whole thing again.
This is
Mark, as apparently.
Hey, Barry, you suck.
So this is the beginning of what was known as the comedy team of Lank and Earl, ladies
no,
and gentlemen.
No, my friend, this is the end. It's what you're looking at right here.
Hey, Barry.
Yes, Jim.
All right.